All right, so I'll go ahead and call to order our Community Development and Renewal Agency, CDRA, for Midway City, June 2nd, and we are at 8:40. Brad, this is pretty much all in your court, so we'll turn the time over for you to go through these items. The first one being the minutes from our meeting in May.
Yes. Are there any questions?
Make a motion that we approve the minutes of the May 19, 2026 CDRA meeting as presented.
Second by JC. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Is that Lisa?
Yeah, I said, sorry, I need to get closer to my computer. I said aye.
Okay, thank you. Next item, tentative fiscal year 2027 budget public hearing. There is nobody here. Camille, do you have any comments?
No.
So we open that and close that. And then number four, resolution 2026-01, fiscal year 2027 budget.
Does there have to be a time from the time that the tentative budgets have been approved to the actual budget? Isn't there a noticing of requirement of so many days? No?
No, the only noticing is for the public hearing. And so technically, you can hold the public hearing the same night that you approve it. I usually don't recommend doing that if you have a large budget, but since this budget is a total of $525, I just put it on the same meeting so we could...
I make a motion that we approve the CDRA Resolution 2026-01, a resolution by Midway City Community Development and Renewal Agency adopting a fiscal year 2027 budget.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
No questions then? Okay. Lisa?
Aye.
Andy?
Aye.
Kevin?
Aye.
Andrew?
Aye.
JC?
Aye.
And then Brad, item five, CDRA future status. We had some discussion about this as to what we should do about the CDRA. Brad did some research, so he'll share that with us.
Okay, if we go to the next slide. So I have now gotten in the habit of, before moving forward with anything, I go to the code, I go to the state agency, I see if there's any changes that have been made. There are just so many changes now that happen on a state level. And so I contacted the Governor's Office of Economic Opportunity. And they're the ones who oversee redevelopment agencies for Utah. And I said, hey, this is what we're thinking about doing. This is what I think we can do. Are those still good options? And what they said is that the state legislature is considering some significant changes to RDAs and RDAs that are inactive or don't have any projects going on at this time. And they said, we think it would be to your advantage to hold off on making a decision because there will be some options that possibly come out of the next legislative session that you would want to take advantage of. And so that's what I'm recommending tonight is that we hold off. I do have a call scheduled for next week with them to talk in more detail about these items. And so one of their biggest concerns, the gentleman that I spoke to, is he said there are just a lot of redevelopment agencies in the state of Utah that are just inactive or defunct or not doing anything. And they want to figure out a good way to be able to address all of that and be able to give these RDAs options. And so that would be my recommendation is we just don't take any action now. Let us talk, the mayor and I talk to GOEO and and then see what happens with the legislature.
Okay. Any questions for Brad? If not, we'll take a motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Well, no, we need.
Oh.
I need a motion on that.
We need a motion on that one?
We don't.
Okay. Yes, motion to adjourn.
Still second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Good night, Lisa.
Good night, Lisa.
Bye. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.